Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents D.C. Everest Basketball. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to a boys and girls high school basketball doubleheader for a cold Friday night. It is very hot inside the Everest Fieldhouse. Someone paid the heating bill this month. We have girls basketball coming up first. It'll be the D.C. Everest girls basketball team, one of the best in the state, against the Wausau East Lumberjacks, who 13 games into their season are still looking for their first win. This really is best against worst in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. These teams did meet once earlier in the year, and it was a lopsided Evergreens win, 64-20. In fact, I've been able to go back through my records, which date back to the 2003 season, and we know that the Evergreens are on at least a 23-game winning streak against Wausau East. It's one of those teams where the Evergreens just have their number. This is Hoops Hysteria Night, and the girls' basketball team wearing throwback uniforms that date back to the 1980s. It is a very unusual, kind of uncomfortable-looking look. You know, when other teams have their throwback night, I mean, they're at least special throwback uniforms, you know, made by Nike or Adidas or Champion. These throwback uniforms, white trimmed in the gold and green, really do look like they were found in storage somewhere behind maybe one of the team's locker rooms today. We'll be back with the opening tip-off, D.C. Everest and Wausau East, girls first and then boys basketball around 8 o'clock tonight. We'll begin our coverage after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Another note about the throwback look. The girls' basketball team got to pick out the 80s look for Coach Matt Bullis, and he looks awful. He's wearing a striped yellow shirt, and all that's missing really is the plaid sports coat and the wide tie. Maybe they'll get that look down for next season. We are about ready to get our basketball game underway, but first we are going to go down to the D.C. Everest Pep Band. They'll be entertaining us this evening. We expect a big crowd tonight. And first we are going to observe a moment of silence for Kaylee Coyle. For those who don't know, she lost her father in an untimely death. Since the team has played last, she is not in uniform tonight. And right now, before the game begins, we are going to have a moment of silence as a show of solidarity for her family, and then our national anthem. And now from the Everest Fieldhouse, our national anthem from the D.C. Everest Pep Band. glad you're with us tonight for the first of two basketball games on Fox Sports Radio. Girls basketball starts us off between D.C. Everest and Wausau East, and then we'll have the boys' game. The boys' game is going to be the more interesting of the two, considering that those two teams played each other to a one-point game earlier in the season. The Lumberjacks are above 500 overall on the boys' side, and earlier, I take that back, it was a 33-31 game. Well, D.C. Everest working out a very tight and competitive win in the final moments where the teams met earlier in the season back in December at the Wausau East Fieldhouse. For this girls' game, again, Wausau East comes in at 0-12, and they've dropped all six of their Valley Conference games. The Evergreens are in first place in the Valley, a perfect 6-0, and they're 14-1 overall. And the Evergreens girls have seen their lead widen in the standings. Since they defeated Wausau West, the Wausau West Warriors dropped another one of their games to Marshfield. So the second, third, and fourth place teams in the Valley Conference all have two losses, all looking back at D.C. Everest with their perfect record. Starting lineups being introduced now and will be underway in just a moment. D.C. Everest and Wausau East basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Award, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And we're sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a supporter of D.C. Everest and Wausau East sports. In addition to wearing the throwback uniforms, some of the D.C. Everest girls have different numbers than what they normally wear. Hannah Tipple, normally number one, is number 13 tonight. Let's see, Michaela Poggle suits up in number 44. So again, these throwback uniforms is a one-time shot, we hope, and we'll be back to normal. The D.C. Everest Evergreens are going to enjoy a big height advantage for this game. In fact, Wausau East does not have a starter above 6 feet. Taylor Hodell will jump center at 6'4 against Alicia Miles. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle. D.C. Everest girls basketball against Wausau East, and the Evergreens easily control. Goes back into the hands of Mackenzie Matthews, and we're underway. Matthews goes over to Molly Tice, now back to Matthews, going over to the corner, and Haley Kroll. Now down low to Taylor Hodell. There's that height advantage. She misses underneath. Offensive rebound, though, to Kroll, and a shot from the outside. Up and in for Michaela Poggle to open the scoring. Evergreens come back on defense, full court pressure. Wausau East gets into Kaylee Slather's hands and gets across the timeline. Wausau East will run a set play here. Olivia Zipperer bounces now over to the corner. Evergreens matching up half-court man-to-man. Hannah Uding getting her first touch. Now around to Kaylee Slather. Three-pointer is in the air. Hits the front rim. No good. Long rebound comes out to Taylor Hodell. A one-and-done trip. D.C. Everest into the front court. Molly Tice looking for Taylor Hodell underneath. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with D.C. Everest. One of the Wausau East players able to get a hand on that and disrupt it. Evergreens are up 2-0, and they'll be inbounding underneath their own basket. High inbounds pass to Michaela Poggle. Was looking for a pass down low to Taylor Hodell, knocked away and turned over. Wausau East has the ball, trailing 2-0 in the early going. Olivia Zipperer is into the front court and now bounces up high to Hannah Uding. She's out by the foul line extended, now working around, thinking about the three shot, but goes back to Uding down low. Now working through the paint. Nope, going back out. Good defense here from D.C. Everest. Olivia Zipperer gets it, and she's guarded very closely. Almost stolen there. Haley Kroll, and Kroll does take it away. They're going to have a jump ball. Haley Kroll got in there, disrupted it, and an alternating possession. The ball will stay with Wausau East. They'll inbound out near half court. Tight defense early in the going from D.C. Everest, and Wausau East will keep possession. 6:39 to play first quarter. 2-0. There's a lazy inbounds pass almost stolen by Molly Tice. Wausau East keeps possession. Shot air ball from the left side by Jory Meyer and taken away by Hannah Tipple going down low. Now an entry pass down to Michaela Poggle. She is fouled. I think they're going to call this a non-shooting foul. She got the ball down low on the blocks, was going to turn and put it up. Instead, it'll be a foul on the floor and it'll be inbounded underneath their own basket. Jory Meyer is called for the foul. Evergreens inbound. Comes in to Michaela Poggle, thought about the three and said bounces to Taylor Hodell down low. Yeah, that's a mismatch. Taylor Hodell up and in for a 4-0 lead for D.C. Everest. Full court pressing defense, almost turns it over. Ball does come loose. Michaela Poggle takes it away. Drives against the double team, misses, gets her own rebound, up and in. points off the turnover from Michaela Poggle, 6-0 DC Everest. And again, full court pressure. Walsall East does get it into the front court. Here's Olivia Zipperer. Zipperer goes up high to Hannah Uding. There's a bad pass. It is stolen away and coming right back the other way. Mackenzie Matthews took it to Taylor Hodell down low. Nope, that's the basket. Going to go to Haley Kroll. Kroll scores off the turnover, and Walsall East wants a timeout here. The Evergreens open up the game on an 8-0 scoring run with 5:52 to play in the first period. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman's Blowout Sale. Our opening girls basketball game to start this doubleheader is also sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, they wish all area athletes a successful season. Walsall East has opened the game by committing 3 turnovers. The Evergreens have converted all of them into points. In the early going, 4 for Michaela Poggle, 2 for Taylor Hodell, and 2 for Haley Kroll. About the kind of start to the game you would expect when the first place team is playing the last place team. The Evergreens were 44 points better than the Walsall East team when they met back in December. Evergreens again set up full court pressure out of the timeout. Walsall East will have the ball, and they inbound having to go the length. Kaylee Slather gets the inbounds pass, goes back to Olivia Zipperer, and she's quickly double-teamed, tries to break it on the dribble, having trouble getting across the timeline, and they do. Kaylee Slather's into the front court, double-teamed as soon as she picks up her dribble, almost turned it over. Into Olivia Zipperer, back to Slather, double-teamed along that far sideline, and now a bounce pass, tries to get it out of there to Zipperer, and now down into the corner. Lauren Waters has just come in down low. She got a touch along the baseline. Walsall East has only attempted 1 shot. They've turned the ball over 3 times. So they are 0-for-1 from the floor and still looking for their first points. Olivia Zipperer is guarded there by Molly Tice, working around up high to Hannah Uding. Now they're looking down low to Alicia Myers, knocked out of bounds. We're going to have a foul here called against DC Everest. Myers was denied that pass, but she was hit down low. Let's see who they get. Foul's going to go against Michaela Poggle, who has sometimes been foul-prone this season. And they're going to say that's a shooting foul. Not quite the way I saw it, but all right. Alicia Myers will get her first of 2 free throws, and the first is a miss. DC Everest Walsall East basketball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, Glenray Radiators. Alicia Miles, sophomore, misses her second off the back rim. Long rebound comes out to Michaela Poggle. Still an 8-0 Evergreens lead, and D.C. Everest has controlled the boards, too. Walsall East does not have a rebound in this game. Working around now to Haley Kroll, and now over to Mackenzie Matthews. Kroll thought about the three, instead goes back to Hannah Tipple, who checked in on the last stoppage. Now Kroll thought about driving, goes over to the baseline. Matthews drives in, 10-foot shot is missed along the baseline. Walsall East does get the rebound. Alicia Miles clears the boards. Well, by getting that defensive rebound, no chance to set up the press, and now we've got a whistle in the front court, and this will be a non-shooting foul as Kaylee Slather was knocked down along this near sideline. Foul is going to go against Haley Kroll. That's her first and the team's second. Walsall East will inbound underneath. 4.5 minutes to play, first period. Evergreens girls lead Walsall East 8-0. Here's a 3-ball off the inbounds pass. Long shot from Olivia Zipperer, too strong. Offensive rebound. Alicia Miles gets it along the baseline and goes back out to save the possession. Found her teammate, Callie Slather, up high. Bounces over to Jory Meyer again. Now Slather's got the ball, and Olivia Zipperer. Here's a good pass down low, spinning, turned over and taken away by Taylor Hodell. Jory Meyer lost the handle. Evergreens can run if they want to. Coming into the front court, Mackenzie Matthews. Picked up her dribble underneath, now goes back out. 3 shot is open for Haley Kroll, and she hits. Kroll has 5. Evergreens up to an 11-0 start, and here's an inbounds pass knocked away and saved along the far baseline. Nope, out of bounds. Michaela Poggle disrupted the pass. It came back to her off the body of one of the Walsall East players. She was standing on the sidelines, though, when the ball came in. Molly Tice will check out here. Caitlin Schmall will come in. Haley Kroll will take a quick break as Walsall East gets the ball into the front court. Callie Slather here. 4 minutes into the game, and the Lumberjacks are still looking for their first points. Here's Jory Meyer from the foul line extended. She's cut off, driving in, a zipperer, pulls up, hits the side of the backboard, no good. That wasn't close. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound into Hannah Tipple's hands. And Hannah Tipple now hands off to Molly Tice. Back over to Hannah Tipple up high and bouncing to the corner now. Caitlin Schmall, who checked in off the last timeout. Molly Tice thought about the three, instead gives it up to her teammate and finds Caitlin Schmall on the weak side, up and in. It's 13-0. Now Wausau East is able to break the full court pressure. They get into the front court with numbers, driving to the basket, got a whistle and a foul as Jory Meyer was going towards the basket. She's going to get herself two free throws. Team fouls are now three against DC Everest and one against Wausau West. Caitlin Schmall has called for the foul there. First of two free throws is good for Jory Meyer. First points of the night for Wausau East. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. One more free throw coming for Jory Meyer, and she got them both. Evergreens still with a comfortable 13-2 lead. Wausau East is going to pick up the defense here at three-quarters court. Ball's in the hands of Molly Tice, and she's able to walk it up across the timeline with her dribble. Molly Tice dangerous, not to pass off. Here's a weak side pass. All alone on the other side is Caitlin Schmall. She got behind the defense, and no one accounted for it. Got an easy basket there on the blocks, 15-2. Now in the backcourt, got a whistle against this full-court defense and a foul against DC Everest. This foul's going to go against Molly Tice. Fourth team foul. And the Evergreens will make 1, 2, 3 substitutions. Emily Bauman will come in. Haley Kroll checks back in. And Mackenzie Matthews comes back in. Evergreens, you would imagine, are going to get to use their bench in this game. They're up 15-2 now. We've got a whistle. And on the inbounds pass, the Wausau East player, Kennedy Knobloch, who just stepped in, stepped on the sideline and turns it over. She just wasn't aware of where she was on the court. Goes over to DC Everest. The Evergreens have not turned the ball over so far, and the Wausau East girls have committed 4 turnovers. East ball, Caitlin Schmall's got it. Now a pass into the backcourt. Was that tipped? Nope, it's over and back. That is the first Evergreens turnover here. It'll go to Wausau East at center court with 2:42 to play in the first quarter. Olivia Zipperer is going to inbound to her teammate, Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch picked up her dribble there. That's dangerous. He's able to get it over to Jory Meyer. Meyer looks to drive. Foul line extended. Looking for Zipperer down low. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by one of the Evergreens defenders. See, I think it was, yeah, it was Mackenzie Matthews, I think, who got a hand in there and disrupted that. Emily Bauman is in here. Taylor Hodell stays on the floor here. She's got a couple of rebounds and 2 points. Sarah Sutherland has checked in, and she got the inbounds pass. Big body, although, again, there's no height really to match up with Taylor Hodell. Here's a bad pass stolen away by Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews goes to the basket, is stripped as she's going up for the layup. No foul, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Wausau East. Mackenzie Matthews thought she was going to have an easy basket, and the East defender would not give up the 2 points that easily. Evergreens inbound underneath. Emily Bauman triggers into Mackenzie Matthews. Behind the three-point line, passes up the shot. Taylor Hodell now along the baseline, thinking about the three was Haley Kroll, decides against it. Goes back to Emily Bauman, got a whistle and a double dribble, turned over. So the Evergreens have turned it over on their last two possessions. But even though you're playing an inferior opponent and you're up 15-2, you don't want to be sloppy. I mean, all of these games, even if they turn out to be blowout wins for DC Everest, is preparation for tougher games that come down the road. I mean, this is a team that has its eyes on a deep run in the state tournament. Wausau East has the ball, got a whistle away from the ball. This is a push-off, and it's a foul against the Lumberjacks, turned over to DC Everest. Hannah Uding is called for the foul, her first personal, second on the team, and we'll go under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter in this 15-2 ball game. Almost a carry there into the front court, now a three-pointer. Emily Bauman misses everything, but Taylor Hodell on mop-up duty gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Taylor's got 4, it's 17-2. East is able to break the full court pressure on the dribble, but then Jory Meyer picks up her dribble, briefly double team, pass down low, goes back out for a 3-ball in the air, and it's good from Callie Slather. First points from the floor, the other points for Wausau East. Free throw line, it's 17-5. 1.5 minutes to play in the quarter, and Emily Bauman has the ball. Bauman goes over to Haley Kroll, and now goes up high to Mackenzie Matthews. Everest is not milking the clock here for a final shot. They're still running their offense. Work around back to Mackenzie Matthews and up high to Emily Bauman. Bauman's gotten a lot of playing time here in the first quarter. And now they swing cross court behind the three-point line for Caitlin Schmall. Passed it up for the three, drives in, and she scores. Caitlin Schmall has 6 points. And she had the opportunity for a three, decided instead to drive, and was rewarded with a nice right-handed move. It's 19-5. Wausau East is in the front court. Jory Meyer behind the three-point arc. There's a bad pass taken away by Taylor Hodell, who finds her teammate breaking away for a layup is Haley Kroll. Kroll has 7. 30 seconds left. Running back the other way. Knocked away from behind out of the Wausau East player's hands. Almost turned over. Wausau East will keep it. Lauren Waters didn't realize that she had a player coming up behind her. Haley Kroll almost got the turnover. East will keep possession. They'll inbound underneath their own basket with 29 seconds left to play in the first quarter. It's 21-5. Jory Meyer to inbound. Long outlet pass. Goes to Kaylee Slather and turned over. Taken away by Hannah Tipple. 25 seconds left. See if the Evergreens pull it out here. Hannah Tipple goes cross court to Haley Kroll. Kroll now into the hands of Molly Tice and Emily Bauman. 15 seconds left. Back to Hannah Tipple's hands, who's going to run this play. Emily Bauman. Bauman, Evergreen's a little disorganized, and there's a bad pass with 10 seconds left. It's stolen, taken away by Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch finds one of her teammates. Nope, taken back the other way. 2 seconds left. This will count from half court if it goes and misses the rim. Mackenzie Matthews hoisted from just beyond the half court line and missed a little bit wide left. As you might imagine, it's been all D.C. Everest. At the end of the first quarter, the Evergreens lead Wausau East 21-5. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where the girls' basketball game is about to begin its second quarter. The Evergreens leading Wausau East 21-5. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens get the ball first to start the second quarter. The Evergreens didn't have their starters on the floor for the entire first quarter. Still have a big lead off the inbounds pass. Bounce pass down low to Michaela Poggle, out of her reach, out of bounds, and turned over to Wausau East. So that's the Evergreens' third turnover. Wausau East has the ball against D.C. Everest. Full court pressure off the foot of Olivia Zipperer. Turned over. Picked up by Hannah Tipple of the Evergreens. That is the eighth turnover for Wausau East. Molly Tice has the ball now up to Hannah Tipple and works around to Emily Bauman. Bauman with a good pass down low. Michaela Poggle had position down low. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Misses again. And 0 for 2 there. Boards are cleared by Jory Meyer of Wausau East. There's a bad pass taken right back by D.C. Everest. Haley Kroll stole it away. Kroll gives it up now to Molly Tice. Now over to Hannah Tipple. And now Mackenzie Matthews has the ball. All right, all five on the floor getting a touch here. Hannah Tipple fakes the pass down low. Now goes behind the arc to Haley Kroll. And Kroll goes back out high to Molly Tice. 21-5. Both teams still looking for their first points here in the second quarter. Driving in and then double teams. Michaela Poggle goes back out. Hannah Tipple works it around. Now it's in the hands of Haley Kroll. Back up high to Mackenzie Matthews. And now to Hannah Tipple's hands. Thinks about driving, and she leaves it too strong off the back bracket. Out of bounds, last touched by Wausau East. I'm sorry, it's going to go over to Wausau East. It was Michaela Poggle who couldn't pull in the offensive rebound. Arms too short. So the Evergreens got a pretty good look, unable to convert, and it goes back over to the Lumberjacks. We're a minute and a half into the second quarter, and there's no score. And on the inbounds pass against full court pressure, the inbounds receiver just stepped on the baseline and turned it back over to D.C. Everest. Kaylee Slather wasn't aware of where she was on the court, and her back foot was on the baseline. Evergreens now inbound underneath their own basket. Outlet pass goes to Mackenzie Matthews. Three ball in the air from Michaela Poggle. Too short. Rebound kept alive by East. Nope, into the hands of one of the West players. Alicia Miles gets that loose ball. Here comes Walsall East, trailing 21-5. Olivia Zipperer is in the front court. She's guarded by Michaela Poggle. Goes back for a three, almost threw it away. Her teammate retrieves it there. Alicia Myers to Zipperer, pass down low, looking for Hannah Uding. It's out of her reach, a little too long, goes out of bounds along the baseline, and turned back over to D.C. Everest. A lot of turnovers here both ways. Again, we're about 2 minutes now into the second quarter, and we are still stuck on 21-5. Evergreens have the ball off the turnover, and Molly Tice works it into the front court. And here's Mackenzie Matthews, goes back out high to Michaela Poggle. Evergreens work around here, running a set for Molly Tice. Now goes back, passing up the three, Mackenzie Matthews. And now works over again to Hannah Tipple. Foul line extended. Here comes the shot from Molly Tice. Too strong off the back rim. Taylor Hodel fights for the offensive rebound, puts it up and in. Height advantage for Taylor Hodel. 23-5. Full court defensive pressure again for the Evergreens. Olivia Zipperer into the front court. Double team, bad pass. Teammate gets it and is trapped and is fouled. And that's a bailout foul, because the Evergreens were doubling up on Kaylee Slather and really had her pinned between the half-court line and the near sideline. And instead, we're going to get a foul here called on Michaela Poggle. That is her second, five on the team. Right from half-court, Walsall East inbounds, goes into the hands of Olivia Zipperer. Hannah Tipple's got her man-to-man. Goes over now to Jory Meyer, and now back to Kaylee Slather. Walsall East working around. They have only one basket. It's a three ball. And here's a kick with a bounce down low, out of bounds. Molly Tice had her foot out, so kicked by her. And Walsall East is going to inbound in the corner. 5:19 to play in the first half. Evergreens 23, Walsall East 5. So far this game, just as lopsided as the team's first meeting, maybe a little more so. Trouble getting it in. Jory Meyer along the baseline, double teamed and stripped. Molly Tice takes it away, looking for a breakaway, got a player trailing her, misses the layup, rebound, basket, foul. Haley Kroll put it back in. She's got the basket, and she's going to get a free throw. As the Evergreens continue to widen their lead, and Walsall East is going to take a timeout before the free throw comes. Callie Slather is called for the foul. And the Evergreens' Haley Kroll, after this 30-second timeout, will have a chance to go to the foul line to complete a three-point play. D.C. Everest Walsall East basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral necessary at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. This has been extended to a full timeout. It is the second timeout that Walsall East has taken. And as the teams come back onto the floor, free throw coming to complete a traditional three-point play for Haley Kroll. First free throws attempted by D.C. Everest so far in this game. Kroll has the ball in hand, eyes the basket, and misses. Taylor Hodel almost got that rebound, couldn't squeeze it. Goes out of bounds, turned over to Walsall East. Evergreens by 20. 25-5. Full court pressure against the Lumberjacks as they inbound. Breaking it on the dribble, Jory Meyer. Meyer now double teamed as she picked up her dribble. In trouble, bounce pass, knocked out of bounds. Taylor Hodel, biggest player on the floor, almost came up with the steal there. It's out of bounds off Taylor Hodel, and Walsall East is going to keep possession. East will inbound right in front of the Everest bench along the far sideline. Jory Meyer has trouble getting it in. Walsall East has not scored for the last 4.5 minutes. Zipperer thought about the three and decided against it. Goes back out to Jory Meyer. Meyer picked up her dribble. Goes back out to Zipperer. Now down low for Mara Sutherland. Sutherland spun, had it knocked out of her hands, loose on the floor. This will be a tied-up jump ball, which on alternating possession will go to Walsall East. Evergreens will make some substitutions here. Emily Bauman comes back in. Also coming back in here. Well, see, Taylor Hodel's been out here the whole time. Bauman is back in. Hannah Tipple is back in as Walsall East will inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounded in traffic, partially blocked as Jory Meyer tried to put that up. Taylor Hodell like a tree right in front of her. Turned over to DC Everest off the block. And now into the corner. Here's a long shot for Caitlin Schmall. Too long. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Another possession. Back out for a three ball in the air from Haley Kroll. Too strong. Taylor Hodell. Rebound again. Keeps it herself. Spins and scores. Taylor Hodell did the dirty work twice. Got two offensive rebounds. Then kept the second one herself and put it back in. 27-5. Walsall East does get into the front court here. Callie Slather. Slather works around now to Olivia Zipperer. Back to Slather. Slather is guarded very closely there by Emily Bauman. Walsall East works it around. It's a 5.5-minute drought since Walsall East's last score. Passed down low to Bailey Ludke. Ludke was double-teamed, gets the ball back, spins in traffic, puts it up too strong. At least they got a shot off there. And Taylor Hodell. Hodell's been eating up everything. Boards both sides, offensive and defensive side. One-and-done trip for the Lumberjacks. Evergreens back into the front court here. Haley Kroll works around to Hannah Tipple. 3.5 minutes until the half. Tipple drives. With a right. Nice hand. Hannah Tipple scores with her first points of the game. It's 29-5. And now on a reach-in, we're going to have a foul in the backcourt as the Evergreens pick up full court pressure. I believe they're going to get Hannah Tipple here. Yes, they are. That is the sixth team foul. So the next foul called against DC Everest will send Walsall East to the free throw line. Walsall East has only one basket from the floor, a three from Callie Slather, and two free throws from Jory Meyer. Lumberjacks are 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. Evergreens are 0 for 1. And the Evergreens now fall back into half-court defense. The press is off for the time being. Olivia Zipperer comes in. Jory Meyer now has the ball, but Meyer is double-teamed, and Hannah Tipple takes it away. Ball's loose on the floor. Hannah Tipple dives to keep it alive, trying to get it to her teammate. Goes off the foot, I believe, of one of the Walsall East players. Good hustle for DC Everest, and they get the turnover. Walsall East has turned over the ball a lot. By my count, that's their 11th turnover to DC Everest 3. Hannah Tipple into the front court here. Goes over to Haley Kroll. Kroll goes up high to Emily Bauman and now works around back to Hannah Tipple. Under 3 minutes to play in the half. And Walsall East has not scored in the second quarter. Emily Bauman has the ball. Bauman now goes over to Haley Kroll. Pass is a little bit too long. Looking for Caitlin Schmall in the corner. Threw it out of bounds. Turned over and back to Walsall East. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Olivia Zipperer goes into the front court. Jory Meyer is double-teamed in the corner. Pass almost stolen. Alicia Myers gets it. Myers goes out to Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch was looking for a teammate down low. Stolen away right into the hands of Taylor Hodell. Hodell goes forward to her teammate Emily Bauman, who misses. Evergreens get the offensive rebound. Bauman followed her own miss. Now looking down low for Taylor Hodell. Taylor Hodell from Haley Kroll. Easy baskets there. Taylor Hodell's got 10. Evergreens are up 31-5. And again, the Evergreens have the press off here. They'll pick up half court man-to-man. Bounce pass almost knocked away by Hannah Tipple. It's loose in the backcourt. Save. Nope, Hannah Tipple gets it. Evergreens come back looking forward to Emily Bauman. Bauman is fouled. It'll be a non-shooting foul. And the Evergreens are going to inbound underneath. Olivia Zipperer is called. Evergreens are making some substitutions. Taylor Hodell will come out. Coming back in is, let's see, Emily Bauman, Mackenzie Matthews, Michaela Poggles back on the floor. Off the inbounds pass, Emily Bauman shot too strong. Rebound to Walsall East. Alicia Myers gets the boards. Miles comes into the front court. Here's Kaylee Slather, thought about the three and passed it up. Again, Walsall East now in a 6.5-minute drought, 1:45 to play in the half. With the basketball is Callie Slather. Slather gives it over to Kennedy Knobloch. Here's a three that just rims out for Olivia Zipperer, and the rebound comes to Michaela Poggle of DC Everest, a one-and-done trip for Walsall East. Molly Tice is into the front court. Now a three-ball Mackenzie Matthews, and that's good. Mackenzie Matthews finds the range from the near side of the arc. It's 34-5. And during this scoreless drought, the Evergreens are on a 15-0 run. Almost stolen away here in the front court. Going to have a reach-in foul against Michaela Poggle, who has just picked up her third foul. And I believe that Walsall East is now going to be shooting a 1-1 here. The referees don't know it yet. They're just going to pick up on this now. Yep, free throws are coming. And I believe it is Hannah Uding who is going to go to the free throw line. See if she can break now this 7-plus minute scoring drought for Wausau East. Ball will be live on a miss here. It's a 1-1 for Hannah Uding, and her free throw is no good. Rebound to D.C. Everest. Haley Kroll came and got it. Evergreen's right into the front court. And here comes Molly Tice working around to the near side. Emily Bauman, three ball in the air, too strong off the back iron. East gets the rebound. Olivia Zipperer up to clear the boards. East up-tempo now. Zipperer almost had her pocket picked from behind. Picks up her dribble along the baseline, double-teamed 10 feet away, and now goes over to teammate Emily Myers. No good. Amisa Myers, too strong. Rebound comes out to Molly Tice. We're under a minute to play in the half now. Evergreen still up-tempo into the front court. To Haley Kroll, goes back out to her teammate. And let's see, we work around now. Haley Kroll into Molly Tice's hands. Evergreens will pull it out. 25 seconds, clock is moving. D.C. Everest leading 34-5. Driving down low, there's a crisp pass to Haley Kroll. Kroll couldn't find the handle. Too far underneath the basket, goes back out to her teammate. Molly Tice looks to drive, got a whistle. 3-second violation, and it's a turnover. Caitlin Schmall called for being in the lane too long. And with 16 seconds left, the ball goes back to Wausau East. East again has not scored in the second period. See if they can change that. And now the final 10 seconds of the half. Clock is moving. Olivia Zipperer is into the front court. Zipperer now over to the corner. Jory Meyer goes back out high. Alicia Miles. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds. It's in the hands of Olivia Zipperer. And it will count if it goes. It's in from the baseline and score it. Well, that ends an 8.5-minute drought for Wausau East. And they finally get something in their column at the very end of the second quarter. The route is on. We have reached halftime, and D.C. Everest leads Wausau East in our girls' basketball game 34-7. At halftime, we will preview our upcoming boys' basketball game. That should be getting underway around 8 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier if you're planning to come out live to see that game. It'll be a half hour after this game comes to a close, so maybe around 7:45. Also look back at our first half leading scores. We'll preview some of the upcoming girls' basketball games as this D.C. Everest team really does have the inside track to the Valley Championship, up by 2 games over Marshfield, Merrill, and Wausau West. Let's take a 2-minute break. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.